Any question? What are we talking about? If you remember, Rumi said, if I open the lid of this heart, all the secrets will jump out and your soul will escape you. That's how he ended it, remember? What was he talking about? It was a very simple question with a very strange answer. The question was yours, right? Remember? All the educated, westernized, inheritance of the culture of Greek and Rome, civilized people. The delegation is here to meet what Omar is about, the Caliph is about. We learn that to begin this, to understand all this, you need to adjust your attitude. First of all, you should understand that there is no black or white. It's a combination of black and white. There is this feeling which is, looks like fear. Something that makes you behave. At the same time, you like the space. The feeling of holiness, know that. He talked about all of this. He said, that's the only way. Do you remember why? Main logic. There is main logic for the first opening of this story. That you have to have a special attitude because you have obtained another special attitude, which is, what is your attitude really, if I could say you have an attitude? View people as
gratitude.
Are the people who are sitting here? How is your attitude? Doubt. That's your attitude. You doubt everything except those proven to you or accepted by you, because sometimes you don't need some proof. But your attitude is doubt. You doubt everything. And something should be proven, okay? That's your attitude, and it doesn't work here. First of all, because of the subject. The subject we are talking about now is one thing, and one thing only. It's the book one, remember? So it's the second phase of this transcendent way, which is love. Remember, first was yearning, before the class, first book is love. We're talking about love, okay? Any of you could prove love to me if I'm doubtful? I think love doesn't exist. Then what? End of the line, because love is not provable. This is the subject we're talking about. There is some other thing, that's the connection of those doubtful people starts from arena. Remember, anybody knows what's arena? It means sand in Greek. Arena is full of sand because the gladiators, they kill each other, and the floor should be something to soak the blood, not let it run. Sand. Confrontation. That's what you learned, right? Okay, so you confront each other. And agree or disagree. Here we don't do this. We don't believe in confrontation. We believe in peace. So first peace, Then we will talk. First kalam, salam. Second kalam. That's how it goes for us. Because here, the teacher and the student, they don't doubt each other. And they don't confront each other. And the teaching is in here is not proving something to someone. How is it? Student is volunteer and should walk with the master. We walk together, shoulder to shoulder, all of us in one path. So, you needed the change of attitude. We talked about it in the first paragraph, right? First and the second paragraph of the story. So this messenger of Caesar, started to be a good fellow. Now he had his first question. His first question was, okay, how did Saul arrive here? What was the answer? Remember? You remember Rumi answered this question. The man said to him, O commander of the faithful, how did the spirit come to the earth from above? This was the simple question. Which one of you do not have this question in mind? Which one of you don't want to know how did it happen? All of you, you like it? Because that's the first thing you ask. How? There are some ways out of cause and effect and unexplainable. Is there any? Yeah. Ask some fellow, how did you fall in love? The answer would be, I don't know, it happened. No one knows. It's another way. So, Rumi answered in a very delicate way. First of all, said, oh, this is simple. God knows a spell and mesmerizes the thing with this spell to happen. Use this spell from the sun to make it glow. That's how it would. Even the doubtful people, who are you? Rumi said he mesmerized you. What he did to you? He said, whosoever in perplexity is sorely troubled, God has spoken the riddle into you. Even for you doubtful fellow, we know the same spell with word. It's a spell. But that spell is not far, and it's made for you. You should be ready for the spell. If you're doubtful, try to take off the cotton from your ear. Do not insist on the doubt. Then he will talk to you. He will talk to who? God will talk to. Is there any rule and limitation over there? Or to anyone he pleases? And who will please him to talk to? We, all of us, from Adam to the end. Remember, he created us for a very special purpose. He created everything. Everything is there. Everything is perfect. Only thing missing was himself in it. He created it. He wanted to be there. And this is not possible because this creation is limited. So, he made something out of his own image. He made a creator to expand this universe.